There is a conference, happens all day tomorrow. There's room for you, Uniting Against Abuse. It's Conference 2017, first annual. Let's talk about it with those in the house. We talk about partnering to end homelessness every month, and hence this, our discussion. Always a pleasure, Dennis Van Kampen, CEO of Mel Trotter Ministries. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning.
To your right, Sheila Bauer, founder of Uniting Against Abuse, this conference. Sheila, good that you are here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, so you and yours with the vision, and now it's happening tomorrow. You ready?
We're ready. We've got over 70 volunteers and 34 speakers and 23 exhibitors coming, so we're ready for everybody to come.
Awesome. Dennis Van Kampen, CEO of Mel Trotter Ministries. How goes the ministries?
You know, things are going really well. More people are leaving homelessness than ever before. More people are changing their lives. We're really happy about that. What's so important to us about this conference and why we're a part of it is because we know statistically that across the country, 93% of mothers that are in shelter have been significant victims of domestic violence, and 83% of their children that are in shelter. So domestic violence is a huge contributor to homelessness that families and women are suffering. So we want to be a part of this to help end abuse.
Tomorrow, 8:15 to 4:45, day-long event at Christ Memorial Church in Holland. We'll get the specifics. Tell me about this vision, Sheila.
Well, it's a vision that really came together through the united effort of many people involved, to be honest with you. I talked with over 450 faith leaders and to over 1,000 people in the last year, trying to get an idea as to how we can handle this abuse dynamic in our community. Domestic violence is the most pervasive criminality in West Michigan. And when you layer that with the fact that Michigan is second for sex trafficking, we're ninth for domestic homicides, we're ninth for child abuse and neglect, we just have a very complex dynamic. It's a layered dynamic that we need to come around as a community. So we need to bring our faith community together in our agencies, our ministries, our nonprofit, our police, our medical community. And we will do that. It's preventable, predictable. We will do this.
So tomorrow, this day-long event, I'm just going to quote from your What? Ordinary people coming together in a nonpartisan effort to help the hurting. How do you envision the day, Sheila?
The day is going to flow. We're going to have, actually the entire day is going to be streamed to over 150 countries, to 130,000 Christian seminarians worldwide. It's exciting. It's very exciting. And we're very humbled. The keynote is going to be anchored by Pastor Jim Liske and our very own Dennis Van Kampen. We've got five survivor voices. Four of those survivors are pastors. We have a panel with Bishop Wells and many others. We're very excited about that. 17 breakout sessions. And we're going to be ending the day with a celebration of hope, an afternoon keynote celebration of hope with gospel singing from the Holy Trinity Church of God in Christ and the H2 Dance Company. Hope College has an award-winning dance company. One of the top 15 in the nation will be performing. So we've got an exciting day and a very productive day.
Right. Where do we find this information? What website to register or to find out more?
Head over to Uniting with an ING, unitingagainstabuse.love. You can still get tickets. We have a generous donor who gave money to match ticket price, so you can get it for half price off. And we invite people to come, and it's not going to be it's on a heavy topic, but it's going to be a conference of hope, so we invite everybody to come.
What will you speak about, Dennis?
You know, my piece of the keynote is I come on right after the five surviving voices, and as I listen to them tell their story, it's about tragedy, but it's about triumph over tragedy, and it's about how to change your life and the role that we as a community play in helping others. And so my role is simple. I get to come up after them and just shed light on the hope and to help the audience understand that we actually can end this. If we all stand up and do the part where we're planted, if we bloom where we're planted, we can actually end domestic violence.
Who would you like in your audience, Sheila?
We'd like everybody to come. And we'd like we'd like the mother. We'd like the grandmother. We'd like the bus driver. We'd like the waitress. We'd like the faith leader. We have corporate leaders coming. We have board members coming. So it's going to take a united effort to to come around the people who suffer and provide support. And that doesn't necessarily mean solve those problems. What it means is we point people in the direction in order to promote and provide healing. There's no one church, there's no one organization that can help every survivor. So it's going to take a united effort to help everyone. And it's a complex dynamic, like I said earlier.
Uniting Against Abuse, that's hence why the title. Tell me a little bit more, if you could drop some names randomly, who will be presenting.
We have the president of Women at Risk, Becky McDonald. We've got the director of Kauffman Interfaith Institute, Doug Kinshee. Very excited about that. We've got some national speakers coming. We have Cindy Westcott, who's going to be speaking about EMDR therapy. She's actually from out of state. We're excited about that. We have Nita Bellis coming. Nita Bellis has wrote a book, In Our Backyard, talking about human trafficking. In Our Backyard, we're number two in the state for sex trafficking in Michigan. So what do we do to be alert to the signs? How do we become savvy? How do we help people? What do we do in order to, what phone call can we make, but also remain safe on ourselves? So we've got quite a few people coming, 34 speakers.
Dennis, where does this fall again in under your reign at Mill Trotter? I mean, this is yet another target to proactively end homelessness?
It really is. You know, we work with the YWCA and Safe Haven with women that are fleeing domestic violence situations all the time. And what I'm struck with is many of the women that are in our shelter that are coming from a situation like that, they look at us and they say, before we talk about ending my homelessness, I need a place to heal. Mm-hmm. I need a place to regroup and to get some hope. And so that's what we try to provide for them, and then walk alongside them to then end their homelessness. So for us, we see this as a way to start preventing some of the people by entering homelessness, by preventing the abuse that they go through.
So Michigan ranks ninth in the nation in domestic homicides.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm quoting, second in sex trafficking, as you mentioned, trafficking.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Ninth in child abuse and neglect.
And those statistics can vary somewhat depending on the study, but we have an amazing agencies. We've got Safe Haven Ministries coming on board. We've got Mel Trotter Ministries. We've got the YWCA. We've got Center for Women in Transition. So these key agencies are coming in and being pillars in our community to help provide resources and provide solutions. We can overcome this.
Yes. What's the action item that you hope your audience leaves with, Dennis?
I hope our audience leaves with a renewed interest in this topic. As Sheila said, this is a very dark topic, but this is something that we can solve. And I hope at the very least that they will start becoming informed. Christianity Today did a study that said 40% of pastors have an idea of what to do if someone in their congregation comes to them with an abuse story. That's not enough. And as a community, I hope that we build awareness. I hope a lot of people come to the conference and we start this conversation, and that will be the first step toward actually ending this in West Michigan.
What are your what's your audience doing for lunch? just to sell another ticket.
We're grateful. We've got a continental breakfast. We've got lunch catered by Creative Catering, which is a wonderful, wonderful group, and they're knocking themselves out to make it special. We've got over 500 donuts from Crane's and Donutville and everywhere else. So one of our volunteers calls herself the Donut Whisperer. So, yeah.
You know, we want to be fed well as we listen to stories and, again, listen to those who are in the field. A couple more minutes. Again, the survivors. Will this be somewhat emotional and real?
It is very real. The survivor voices were selected because they are through the trauma. They are processing through the trauma. And so they're at the stage where they can offer wisdom. They can offer insight and hope. This isn't going to be a red hot trauma of somebody, you know, complaining and lamenting. It's really more looking back and saying, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what I went through so that I can be here today in order to minister to others and to provide hope for others. So it's very much about hope and healing and giving. We have over 550. Coming.
Yes, again, still a seat at the table for you, but lives will be touched. And then you'll need to get back to work, Dennis Van Kampen, with Mel Trotter Ministries. Your work not quite done.
Our work is not done, but You know, the thing about it is we are really trying to live into our vision of ending homelessness one life at a time. And we're so proud that 538 people last year went through Meltrotter and are no longer homeless and will never be homeless again. But those beds filled up, so we have a lot of work to do, and that's what we're here for.
How do we find out more about Meltrotter Ministries?
Meltrotter.org, or come down and we'd love to give you a tour.
Great. All right. Sheila Bauer, founder of Uniting Against Abuse, this conference tomorrow. Details one more time.
UnitingAgainstAbuse.love, UNITING AgainstAbuse.love.
Christ Memorial Church in Holland, Michigan, 8:15 to 4:45 tomorrow. Thanks, Dennis and Sheila.
Thank you.
Thank you.